Welcome to the Infotainment Podcast initiating startup sequence.
Hi, my name is Randy, and the Infotainment Podcast will begin shortly. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. I would like to welcome everybody's body to this episode of Infotainment. You know, there's a lot of evil going on in the world, and I wish there were a lot of people that were taking the long-term dirt naps. But, you know, I try to keep this on the lighter side for the most part, but sometimes you can't. Well, the news kind of dictates this podcast. Weird news, straight news. Straight news versus alternative lifestyle news. No. But I would like to talk about smart cameras. Smart camera textures, which some people think that smartphones can only do. You know, people, you can actually dial somebody and actually talk to them verbally. And what I'm going to talk about is exactly texting. Well, whether you do it on Facebook messages, whatever message system you use. But it involves typing out a message to someone. Now, unless it's a very basic message, that's fine. You know, something that nobody can misunderstand. You know, straightforward. It's easy to understand. And that works out fine. But when you get into more complex, say, family things, trying to set something up, family issues, business things. I mean, call them, talk to them. Dr. Phil was right. I was told by someone who does not have a computer and does not wish to have one. I also have a friend who is really extreme on not having one because he thinks it's a total invasion of privacy. And there are channels like, I believe, is Braxme, B-R-A-X-me, a guy who makes products for and gives advice to people about internet security. You might check that out. My friend told me I would who does not have a computer, of course, told me I would rather talk to people instead of texting. And I think he's right about that, unless it's a very basic thing, because the other person may take the content totally out of context and does not know what your exact feelings are about it or exact intent. You can think it's totally innocuous, or you can say something that you wish was different, and it can be totally blown out of proportion and make people mad at you when you think you've done nothing wrong. And I think that has happened to me. but I think it's partially due to my bipolar condition. And okay, I'm gonna misinterpret some things that I think are going on here. It's like I'm being treated like I'm 5 years old and can make no plans to meet up with people or whatever on my own without having somebody with me, like a guardian or a conservator. You know, and I could be totally wrong about this, but I'm going to extrapolate that from what I think's going on. You know, if you have somebody you know who wants to meet up with you in the field of helping people with that condition, and they're related to you, you don't want to feel like their client, because I have people for that. I don't know how to deal with this unless I talk with them directly. But it makes you feel bad, and you know, when you're not exactly wrong, and I'm not going to make a mountain out of a molehill, which I think that's what's happening about this. You know, I could take it totally the wrong way, but I'm not what I wrote to someone. And so realize that you can actually talk to people on the phone besides texting. If it's something really or something important, it could be a minor thing too, and people can misunderstand it. And be sure you look at your text, especially if you're using the microphone, because the thing gets words wrong all the time, and you could be sending something different from what you say or it. The way I've done it, you have to talk like a computer to the microphone if you're texting on the go. Thankfully, I have a lot my computer where I can type a text on a large keyboard when I'm in my apartment, so I do not have to use a stylus and sit there. I'm not one to have the split keyboard on my phone and can do it all with my thumbs. It totally sucks when, you know, people misunderstand things, and I don't want to see it happen to any of my listeners. Besides, I'm looking to get 1 million subscribers and downloaders by the end of the year. Yeah, that's gonna happen. Unfortunately, I'm not a cold enough person in some ways where I can let things run off my back, and I'm not one to have the right words right when you need them, like I've mentioned before. But just a little piece of advice. Maybe a lot of you have run into this situation. The intent of your message can be totally misinterpreted, your feelings about it or whatever. So don't get caught up in that trap. All I'm saying is that things can be really misunderstood if you just type them out to somebody. And it just causes problems. I'm getting a lot of outside noise this evening, and it's been kind of a pain trying to do a podcast, but we shall forge on. I think the best thing I did was get a foam cover pop filter for my microphone for the Procaster instead of one of those round mesh ones. It's just a lot easier, and I think it works a lot better as far as the gain and stuff like that, which it shouldn't be a thing with that, but oh well, it seems to work a little better. Well, let's move on. For all of you Samsung fans, I'm going to do a little bit on my Samsung S22 Ultra, which I pre-ordered, sending back my S20. Hopefully, I will receive my certificate for the $250 credit soon. I think maybe I can use that right away. I'm not sure, but they said that would be sent within 30 days or whatever. But I packed my phone up like it was something, a diamond or something like that, so it wouldn't shake around in the box and reformatted it so somebody else can use it. Now, tonight I did get, I'm coming from Straight Talk, and I don't know, hopefully my bill will not change because I got, well, mine was a little more because I got the unlocked version and just dropped my SIM in that and transferred my info from phone to phone via cable. Unfortunately, the smart switch did not connect. I don't understand why that did not work, but who knows. But basically, you get a simple box and the little instruction manual, very little, and the SIM ejection tool. You know, for someone paying full retail on that, you'd think Samsung could throw in some earbuds or something, a case, something a little extra for the amount of phones are costing these days. Well, maybe I should call them a smart camera nowadays, smart camera and smart texting, which the mic is not very smart if you use that for texting. What I was going to say before I was rudely interrupted by other thoughts was I did get a text saying my account had been changed, and it was the same texting number for Straight Talk, and I hope they're not adjusting something with my bill, because I've been with Straight Talk for years and my bill is like 38 some a month, and I did not want to get stuck in a contract which would probably increase my bill three times as much. When I did call them, but the person on the other end had a terrible phone connection. And she sounded like she might be from India, and I could hear a rooster crowing in the background. I said, well, I will call back when I hear less chickens. So I think that was pretty much a scam, and I might have did something wrong with that. I did not stay on the phone that long with that, but I don't know. It just takes all the joy out of the internet and your phone when there's so many ways people can get into your system. Just listening to that racks me. And like with these AirTags, I don't know. And low-level Bluetooth things running all the time. And something, your Amazon Echo running, taking voice patterns all the time. I should listen to that guy. If you've watched the movie Enemy of the State, boy, it's really here. What, of course, Enemy of the State, a good movie, Will Smith and Gene Hackman in that. But from all the influencers and people who probably got their little gift packs of different things other than I did, just the phone and SIM ejection tool. Most of them are saying that on the battery life that Samsung, I would say,
you failed.
I will say this just in general about Samsung phones. Since I had the S7, I do wish that they would put the a volume rocker back on the left side because that's the way I got used to using it, or at least move the power button away from the volume rocker a little bit more because it seems like I'm bumping that when I'm trying to mess with the volume, and that I do not like. I never had a Note series of Samsung phones, so this is my first experience with the S Pen. I have used it a little bit, but I kind of seen it as kind of a gimmick type thing. But for texting and having it small, I guess I have used it for that, and I did like that as far as when I had to type out a text instead of using the microphone. So, and I do like that it's in the case, like the notes were. Maybe I will find it more useful down the road as I figure out all the features I can do with the button on the S Pen as far as gestures go. But hopefully everyone who has bought one is enjoying their new S22 phone from Samsung, whichever model you received. In regards to my first story about misunderstandings with composing text, could you imagine what Three's Company, for those of you who remember Three's Company with John Ritter and Suzanne Summers and the Ropers and Don Knotts. Funny show. There always seemed to be some misunderstanding. Now they could add in texting with that. The reviewer of the S22 Ultra, who was fairly critical of it, did say that the front-facing camera and the microphone were improved. I haven't worked with the camera enough to know that, but it does have vibrant colors and all that. But I suppose under heavy use, running things at, he calls himself a power user, so everything's maxed out. And of course, you're gonna your battery's not going to last as long, but hopefully I won't run into that. I think that's going to wrap it up for this episode. And for those of you who would like to show your appreciation for the show, you can do so by leaving a PayPal donation at randyms12@gmail.com. For those of you who'd like to leave a funny story, a question or comment, a story like I actually did this while I was drunk, you can leave a voicemail at my Google Voice number 605-496-9747. But as always, have a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight. Now I think it is time to warp drive this podcast to the interwebs. You can check out my Facebook page. You can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster. You can email me a comment at randyms12@gmail.com. Question or concern about this show? Tell me you like it, dislike it, hate it, whatever. But if it is good, and say an under 10-minute read, I might read it over the air. But as always, have a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight. We'll be right back.
Keep it real, homies.